All right. Man, it's so good to be here with you guys this morning. I want to thank the pastoral team for allowing me to come and to speak to you. I am so, so excited to be with you all. Are you guys ready for the Word of God? Yes. So let's get to it. Hey, today we're continuing our series, our garden series. And one of the things that we've been talking about here at B4 is the idea of a picture of a garden. A garden where good things grow. And we've seen this picture where God has been watering this garden, where God has been tending it, where God has been sowing new seeds, right? And as far as I know, he is the best gardener I know in town, right? He's continuing to work. He's continuing to just to pour into ourselves. But not only he's been working in our lives, but he's also inviting us to be part of this garden. He's inviting us to be part of the work that he's doing in our church. If we read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, it says this: "For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building." In other words, God has invited us, right, to be part of this work of tending the garden. And since God has placed us in the garden, he has given us a responsibility to be faithful. Faithful to the call that God has placed in our lives. Faithful to the work that God has entrusted us with this morning. And you say, well, how do I know this? Well, if we go back to the beginning of things in Genesis chapter 2, when you begin to read, this chapter begins with God resting and God blessing everything he had created. And as you move on through the chapter, you read about Adam's creation and about Eve's creation before the fall. Basically, chapter 2 is the picture of humanity in their ideal state. So today I would like to speak to you on the subject of the garden or faithfulness. So if you would like to open up your Bibles in Genesis chapter 2, and we're going to start reading from verse 8. And it says this: "Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he placed a man he had made. The Lord made all sorts of trees grow up from the ground, trees that were beautiful and that produced delicious fruit. And in the middle of the garden, he placed a tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." And then let's just jump to verse 15. "The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and to watch over." To what? To tend and to watch over. God planted the garden, not men. Before Adam lived in the garden, he was created out of the garden. The garden was planted so that the man could be placed. And when the man was placed, God was giving him two responsibilities. And those two responsibilities were to tend to the garden, or to work the garden, and to watch over or protect the garden. How many of you guys here this morning love and enjoy working in the garden? Well, all right then. Hey, I was talking to a guy the other day. He was so tired from his work. And we were talking about the Bible and about creation and all that. And he was saying, "Pastor Israel, man, like, I am so tired by my job. And I always get to think, why do I get to work this hard? Man, it's all Adam's and Eve's fault. I get to work because they're full. And now I'm having to pay the consequences." Have you ever thought about that before? Everyone said, yeah, that's me. But the thing is, that wasn't the case. Even before the fall of man, God created Adam to work and to keep the garden. In other words, the word that God gave Adam was for him to enjoy, for him to be as a blessing. How many of you guys can say it this morning, man, my job is a blessing? Four people, all right, and the rest of you, okay, we'll continue to pray for the job. It's okay, don't worry about it. The job that God was given to Adam was a blessing. And actually, when we read the word Eden, in Hebrew, means pleasure or delight. The garden that God created for Adam was for his enjoyment, was for his delight. Even while tending and working at the garden, he was created to worship and to tend the garden. Verse 9 says that everything that God made in the garden was beautiful and every fruit was delicious. Man, when Adam was working on the garden, I can even picture and imagine him really delighting himself and the work that he was doing. And how many of you guys know this morning that whenever God gives us something, he gives the best to his children. He gives the best to us. And God was giving the best to Adam. God was giving Adam the provision he needed and the opportunity to admire the Creator. But even nature in its primitive state, nature was going to need tending. Nature was going to need working, watching, working the garden, making sure the garden was healthy and there was growing. When God placed Adam in the garden, God was requiring from Adam to be faithful, to be a good steward of the gift that he was receiving. And one of the things that I've learned while preparing for the sermon is that faithfulness will bring fruitfulness. I'm gonna say it again, faithfulness will bring fruitfulness. The more faithful Adam was, the more fruit he was going to enjoy. And this morning, the more faithful we are, the more fruit that we're going to produce. So how was Adam, once again, going to be faithful? God only gave him two jobs, two responsibilities, two duties, and those duties were to tend and to work. To tend and to protect. And I would like to expand a little more on these two words to better understand Adam's responsibility back then, but also to understand the responsibility that we have right now. So the first command that God gave Adam was to tend. And the original word in Hebrew for tend, it means to pay attention. It means to serve it. It means to labor for it. And it also means to cultivate, meaning to put through a finishing process, to foster the growth out of. And Adam needed to cultivate. Adam needed to foster the growth of every tree, of every plant. He needed to cultivate it. He needed to make sure that that garden was thriving, that was green, and that was beautiful. That's it. That was it, to tend it. But then there was a second thing, and it was to watch over it or to keep it. And the Hebrew meaning for keeping it or for watching it means to guard it. It means to preserve it. It means to be faithful, to maintain it. Not only was Adam supposed to cultivate the garden and making sure that there was stuff growing, but he was also responsible for guarding it from anything that might have harmed the garden. The beautiful garden that God created was going to be the subject to natural law and would probably overgrow or would die. The garden was going to need some love. Hey, how many, I was talking to someone here for service. How many of you guys are the type of people that love talking to plants? Plant talkers, come on now. Don't be showing me. Yeah. Right? Someone was telling me, it's like, yeah, like every time I put the plants to sleep, right, I sing hymns, and then when I wake up, right, like I said, praise the Lord, you are alive. I was like, oh, wow, you're committed to the plan. You go, girl. Hey-o. But hey, you never know, maybe Adam was one of those people, right? Maybe Adam, while he was standing there and he was watching it, he was probably singing and worshiping God. Why? Because he was responsible to be faithful to the blessing that God had given him. Adam was becoming the steward of that garden. And you want to know something? There's things that God wants me to be faithful. There's things that God wants me to tend and to keep and to work. And sometimes I don't like it. Sometimes it's too much work. Too much responsibility. Me serving at church? Pfft, you do it. Wait, you mean that I have to work on my marriage? Ha, my wife needs the one that is working. Not me, my wife. And we're always trying to evade the responsibility of tending the garden that God has placed in our lives. But I want to remind you once again, faithfulness will bring fruitfulness. And from the beginning of creation, God created us to be faithful stewards of every gift he has ever given to us. James chapter 1 verse 17 says that every good and perfect gift comes from the wallet. No. It comes from above. Everything that you and I have is good, but it's not only good, but it's a perfect gift from God. The marriage that you are in, it's a perfect good gift from God. The kids that God has given you are a perfect gift from God. And we are responsible to being faithful to the perfect and beautiful gift that God has given us this morning. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Everything belongs to God. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all its people belong to him. Do you see? There's nothing that you and I have or own that doesn't belong to God. And because everything belongs to God, and because God is the owner literally of everything, then you and I have a responsibility to steward and to be faithful to the garden that God has given us as a gift. Are you following me? So faithfulness is the fertilizer for good things to grow. The more faithful we are, the more things are going to grow. But I've also understood that unfaithfulness is a recipe for disaster. Whatever you and I are unfaithful to, you will lose. If you're unfaithful to your marriage, there is a probability that you will lose it. If you're unfaithful to our jobs, there is a possibility that you might get fired. If you're unfaithful to the resources, to the finances that God has given you, then there is a possibility that you might spend it in the wrong way. So we have been called to be faithful. Faithfulness is the fertilizer for good things to grow. So when Adam and Eve were unfaithful to God, when they lost their innocence, the personal connection to God's presence, they lost being in the place where they were supposed to delight and to enjoy it, and everything happened because they didn't steward it well, because they were unfaithful, because something else took their eyes, their attention from it. And whenever you and I take our eyes from God, whenever you and I take our vision, whenever you and I take our hearts to, then we're going to lose it. There's going to be pain. There's going to be sorrow. there's going to be loss. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I began to do some cleaning in our house. And back in 2020-21, God allowed us to buy our first house. And one of the things that we loved about our house was the backyard. Actually, we didn't even care what the front looked like, right? Like, the backyard was awesome. Like, it was beautiful trees everywhere. There were plants. There was greenery. I mean, it was something like I've never seen in my life. And I could, before we bought the house, my wife and I could picture us having carne asada like every weekend. Hello, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, this is going to be a good time. It's going to be good. And my wife said to me, the first thing that she said to me, hey, just so you know, it's going to be a lot of work caring for this garden. It's like, psst. I'm a Mexican, not a Mexican. I can do it, girl. I got you. And what I didn't realize that the owner was a gardener, right? He spent literally hours, right, gardening, watering, pruning. And I was like, yeah, I got it. When we bought the house, right, the first few weeks, it was great. I was enjoying, right, watering the plants. I was like, man, this is going to be good. It's just going to continue to grow. This is awesome. But then I was busy at church. But then the kids started to need me. And then all of a sudden, right, there is this thing, the devil, I think these things are from the devil, weeds began to come out. And the thing that I didn't realize is that there's grass can grow anywhere without you planting it. And we begin to work it, to pull weeds. And I was mad. I was actually mad to Adam and Eve. I was like, it's your fault that I'm having to pull weeds right now. And it was a lot of work. 2-3 months went by, and all of a sudden, trees began to die. And I'm like, how do trees die in Oregon? Trees began to die. Weeds began to come out of nowhere, right? Grass began to grow. And I'm like, this is absurd. Like, no one told me this was going to be a lot of work. So we started working. We started pulling, right? I hated everything. And I'm sorry for those green people that we have here. I began to pull everything. I cut every tree. I put tarp everywhere in my house. It's like, no weeds are allowed to come into my house. Because it was too much work. And I remember my wife whispering the sweet voice and said, this happened because we didn't take care of it. This happens because we didn't tend it. We didn't watch over the weeds and the overgrass. And now we are killing ourselves, removing all the trees and killing all the weeds. Why did I hate it so much? Because I wasn't faithful to the commitment I made to keep that beautiful backyard alive and well. See, because something else caught my attention. Because I got distracted. Because there's things that I needed to do that I lost sight of my task. If we continue to read towards the end of chapter 2 of Genesis, you know, we see that God created Eve. It was Adam's helper. This man that she was also responsible for helping Adam to watch and care for the garden. It was supposed to be a team effort. They were both designed to be faithful to the gift, to the garden that God had given to them. But then something happened. Both of them began to take their side from their vocation, from their jobs, for the design that God had for them. So what happened in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6? Let's read. And the woman was convinced, and she saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruits looked delicious. And she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some fruit and ate it. Then she gave it, so she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it too. And at that moment, their eyes were open and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. Then go to the verse 23. So the Lord God banished them from the Garden of Eden, and he sent Adam out to cultivate the ground from which he had been made. See? Now, Adam and Eve went from a place in the garden of delight to a place of desolation. Now, instead of being placed to do the work of enjoyment and delight, now they were being sent out to do the work with sadness. God banished them from the garden, from his presence, simply because they were unfaithful to the task that God had asked them to do. Adam and Eve lost the privilege to tend the garden. And you know what? It's so easy to lose track of our calling or the vocation. It's so easy to lose track of tending the garden for all the noise that is happening around us, from everything, all our busyness, right? It's very easy to lose track of what God is asking us to do. That's why Paul, when he was talking to the churches in Galatia, he said this, Galatians 6:4. He said, pay careful attention to your own work. Pay attention. For then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done. And you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. Pay attention to your own work. Continue to tend it. Continue to work it. Do not take your eyes from Jesus. Go at it. Be faithful. Work hard. Because if you do it, then you're going to have the satisfaction to say, man, I've done well. But then how do we respond to this garden? How do we respond to the faithfulness of God? Then that means we need to pay attention to it. We need to be faithful to it. And we need to allow Jesus to help us continue to be faithful. And I would like to show you something this morning. How many of you guys like plants?
Yeah.
Plant people? Plant talkers? Let's pretend that this plant is the garden, this beautiful plant. Smells good. It's called uranium. No, what is it? Uranium? No. Yeah? Okay. See, I'm not a plant person. Yikes. Can we please cut that from the video? Like, it's just, you know? Hey, but let's pretend this beautiful plant, this beautiful garden is the garden of your family, is the garden of your church, is the garden of your kids. We just read that every perfect gift comes from God. And God this morning has entrusted us with the garden of our church of Before in CV. And God has given it to us. And the only thing that he would like to see happening is for us to tend it, for us to serve it, for us to take care of it, for us to water it. He's not asking too much of us. The only thing that he's asking is for us to pay attention to make sure that in our marriage, there's no weeds that come from it. To make sure that in our church, that there's nothing trying to destroy the garden of before. And right now, God has given it to us right now. But the only thing that we need to do is just to be faithful. Because remember, whatever we are unfaithful to, there's a probability that we lose it. And what happens when we're unfaithful to? This little sad and dead plant. Whatever we are unfaithful to the calling of God, whatever we are unfaithful to the garden that God has given us to tend, this is what could happen. This is what could happen. And can I be honest with you this morning? I am by no means perfect. And unfortunately, more often than not, my garden looks like this. The responsibilities that I've been giving, I have been too busy. Oh God. That I haven't been paying attention to my kids. And if I'm not careful, that beautiful garden that God gave me through my kids, it has the potential to die. But God is asking me to be faithful. God is asking me to tend it. And sometimes, like, I'm not that smart enough. I don't have the ability to be a good pastor, to be a good kid, to be a good husband. But it is by the grace of Jesus that whenever I have a dead garden, with his forgiveness and his love, he turns it into something good and something beautiful. Whenever I mess it up, he will continue to give me 1, 2, 3, 4 chances to continue to replant. That is what the faithfulness of Jesus can do for you and me this morning. If we allow him to come and to continue to seed those seeds on our lives. The closer I get to Jesus, the more I get to learn about his faithfulness. Because most times I'm unfaithful. God knew that he needed to send his son to die because he knew that I was gonna do this. Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 says, but the Lord is faithful. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. His faithfulness will strengthen you to continue to be more faithful. When you feel like you're about to throw the towel, when you feel like, man, I don't know what to do, I don't know the ways to make sure that this plant grow, his faithfulness will strengthen you and will give you the abilities and the wisdom to take care of the garden that God has given you this morning. His faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says. And he has invited you into partnership with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Again, I can't understand why would someone perfect without sin would want to partner with someone like me when a lot of times the gardens look like that. But you see, it's not about me, but it is about his faithfulness, his grace, and his love towards me. And he's here to give us another opportunity. He's inviting us to take care of this garden. And because Jesus is faithfulness, there are ways that you and I can continue to trim, can continue to water the garden God has given us this morning. What are these gardens? Family. God has given us the garden of family. God has given us the garden of marriage. What are you willing to do to invest on your marriage? What are you willing to do to water the hearts of your soul so that you can become the husband and the wife that God is calling you to be? How are we training our kids? Are they part of the church life? Are we teaching them in the right ways? See, tending it, watering it. What are the other gardens that God has given us? Your finances. What happens when we sow into the kingdom of God? Can I tell you something really quick? Last Sunday for Centro Victoria, we had the largest or biggest attendance Sunday in Centro Victoria last week. It was room standing only. And I say this with all the humility because, again, a lot of times I tend to do this, right? But Centro Victoria exists from people like you because they're sowing into the kingdom. Because your generosity is bleeding right through Centro Victoria, through camps, people being reached, people being loved, people being served. And this is what we can do this morning. What other garden do we have? This beautiful garden called Centro Victoria, called Before. You know that the Bible says that God is giving, the Holy Spirit is giving us spiritual gifts to the benefit of the church. Can I tell you something? Before, it's better with you in it. This church looks beautiful, looks fruitful when everyone here in this room gets to involve and gets to participate. And it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter how young you are, God is looking for vessels, for plans, right, that are willing to receive Him and to be used. So will you get involved? Would you go to the connection or the info booth and say, hey, how can I be part of this? How can my kids be part of the garden? Because remember, we are to be faithful to tend it, to care for it. There is a QR code right here. Take a picture. Again, Beaverton Foursquare and CV, it's beautiful because you're here. And the last one, invite Jesus to the process. Invite Jesus to help you continue to grow your garden. And if this morning your garden doesn't look like this, it's okay. That's why the presence of the Holy Spirit is in this room, to continue to give us this the ability and the wisdom to tend it and to work for it. So wherever you are, would you bow your head and close your eyes for a moment? Man, I believe that the presence of the Holy Spirit is in this place. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. And I would like to pray for those that maybe some of us are here and they're saying, man, there's some gardens that God has given me that I have been unfaithful to. And I need to tend. I need to work on it. Maybe there are gardens in the gardens of my soul that I need to water, that I need to allow Him to come and to change me. And if you, like me this morning, need Jesus to come and help you, would you just raise your hands where you are so that I can see you and pray for you in the name of Jesus? Oh, God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God, we come to you with humble hearts. Because many times we failed to recognize that we needed you. We failed to recognize that we couldn't do it without you. And this morning, we want to say, would you forgive us? Would you forgive us for our unfaithfulness? Will you forgive us for not tending, for not working in the garden that you have provided for us? God, we need you to come and give us the wisdom and the ability for us to be fruitful, for us to multiply, for us to grow the garden that you have entrusted us. God, would you give us the heart to be faithful to this house, to be faithful to B4 and to be faithful to BCV? God, would you help us to be faithful to the garden of our marriages, of our kids? Lord, we cannot do it without you. So Holy Spirit, would you just come in this place and those dead gardens and dead plants, by the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, will have life and will have life in abundance. And I just thank you, God, for your word. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Isn't it God good this morning? Awesome. Hey, would you stand with us, please? Hey, I just want to say thank you again. Thank you for coming. I hope that you had a great time. We would like to invite you for next Sunday at 9 or 11. We bless you guys. I love you guys. I'll see you soon. Hey, and if you want to go to Iglesia en Español, CV meets at 10:30 right across the parking lot. We would love to welcome you. We would love to worship with you. Thank you, guys. We love you, and we'll see you guys next week. Blessings.